The special election for Massachusetts Senate ramped up this week, with several Republican candidates filing the necessary 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot for the April 30th primary. On the Democratic side, Congressman Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch are apparently close in the polls as they ramp up their own primary campaigns. Cynthia Needham is the Boston Globe's political editor. She oversees coverage of the State House, City Hall, and Massachusetts politics, and she joins us now for a look at the race. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, it's an interesting time in Massachusetts. It looked like there would possibly be a dearth of candidates on the Republican side in this race, but that's not the case now.
Absolutely. After Scott Brown, who was sort of the known commodity around here, decided not to run at sort of the last second, I think we were all quite surprised to see, you know, not one but three candidates come out, announce their intentions to run, and then collect the necessary signatures, which is not a small feat. You know, it was the dead of winter, and they didn't have much time to do it. We had a lot of snow, and they managed to do it, and now we'll see three Republicans on the ballot.
Let's take them one by one, starting with perhaps the one who wants to claim that independent Republican outsider mantle from Scott Brown, who appears to be Gabriel Gomez.
Absolutely. He is not a name that many of us knew much about at all. He doesn't have any experience in elected office other than a run for a very local office that he lost a decade ago. But he certainly has an impressive resume. He was a Navy SEAL. He's Hispanic. He is involved in some fairly high-level finance, and we don't know much about him. He had announced a few weeks ago, but until he did sort of his formal rollout where the press got a chance to ask him a few questions, we'd really never seen him aside from a short video that he did online. And so he is sort of cloaking himself in that Scott Brown people over party mantle. But I don't think we know enough about him yet to firmly say where he stands on the issues. Again, we've only had sort of one shot at him for about 5 minutes.
Certainly, Scott Brown's election to the Senate came at a very particular time in politics, both in Massachusetts and nationally. Do you think that there's a possibility that Gomez can add to that legend and win a primary against these other two?
I just think it remains to be seen. A three-way primary is never a particularly good thing when you've got three candidates without a whole lot of name recognition. The other two candidates are well-known within political circles. One was a former U.S. attorney, one was a lawyer for Mitt Romney, but they're not people that the public knows much about. And so I think anytime you've got three people that need to introduce themselves to voters, it's going to be tough for one of them to sort of roll ahead as the obvious front runner. And I would say of the three, Gomez is the least well-known, having not really had any place in politics before this. And so he certainly has an appeal to independent voters in Massachusetts, but it's very hard to tell whether he'll be able to gain enough traction over the other two to actually roll to victory in the primary in April.
Okay, let's take the other two then. What do we know about Representative Winslow?
Well, of course, he's a state representative now, and he's only been a state rep for 2 years. Before that, he was a lawyer for Mitt Romney when he was governor of Massachusetts. He also worked on the first campaign of Scott Brown. And prior to that, he was actually a judge. And so for somebody who's not too old, he's had quite a sort of a variety of experience, both with politicians and kind of in, you know, working for government. He is somebody who's quoted very often in the press on Republican issues, on government issues in the state. He's not a well-known guy, but he's not somebody that's going to be completely unfamiliar.
And to Michael Sullivan, former U.S. attorney.
Michael Sullivan is an interesting one. He's been a bit out of the public eye for a while. He's been working at a law firm. When he was U.S. attorney, he had a bit of a higher profile. And he is kind of considered within Republican circles here in Massachusetts sort of the favorite. People sort of on the inside, Republican observers will say that they think he really has what it takes, that he's a very shrewd political guy, and he will, you know, that they believe that he will be the one that will have the best shot. Now, again, he's not particularly well-known to the public, so it's going to be a different kind of challenge. It's one thing if the party really likes you. It's another thing if you're able to get out there and make the case to the voters.
Let's switch over to the Democratic primary now. It seemed that the establishment Democrats lined up early behind Ed Markey to succeed John Kerry. Now he's got a primary from within his own party and from within his own congressional delegation. What do you see happening here?
it's a tough call. I mean, I think Markey from the get-go was considered the front runner there because he was able to get so much establishment support, as you said, so quickly. The polls, there have only been a few of them, have showed that Markey is ahead, but that Lynch, Stephen Lynch, his opponent, is gaining on him a little bit. They both, versus the Republicans, they both have a fair amount of name recognition, but they're going to need to distinguish themselves from one another. Again, in their minds, they're very different. They have different policies. But I think to the voters, they're both, you know, establishment Democrats who have been in Washington for a long time, who generally have similar ideas. So I think they're going to need to make the case, and Markey in particular is the front runner, that he is able to do things differently, so to speak, than Lynch is.
Is there a sense from where you're sitting that there's more enthusiasm on one side, one primary side, than the other at this point?
That's a very interesting question. I think that certainly the Democrats, you know, we are in Massachusetts where it is a predominantly liberal Democratic state. And so there is a Democratic machine that is out there in full force, a field operation working for Markey and for Lynch that has a heck of a lot of energy. But I think from the side of the voters and from the press, you know, the Republicans are a bit more interesting because, again, they're not known commodities. These are not guys that we read about every day of the week. And so there's some sense of curiosity. Who are they? What do they have to say? Are they going to be, you know, the new Scott Brown, or are they just going to be people that flame out rather quickly? So I think there is kind of a sort of a concentrated interest right now in the Republican side. I don't know if that's going to translate to the kind of energy that is needed to have a really decisive victory in the primary for any one of the three of them.
And all of a sudden, we're within 2 months of this primary day. Cynthia Needham is the Boston Globe's political editor, and we thank you for your time helping us get a survey of the race as it stands right now, and I'm sure it will change, and we'll get you back on the line sometime soon.
Of course, that would be great. Thanks so much.